1978, with a group going to Pocosin Mission, Mrs. Etta Snow and her son Charlie, Lucille Wheeler, Mrs. Snow's daughter, Mrs. Helen Hill, another daughter of Mrs. Snow, and Kathleen William, another daughter. Mileage is 65.0. At Pocosin Cabin, they said that the garden was on the left side of the road.
And here's part of the wall. And there was a wall right here. Yeah, my grandmother had apple trees.
Below the spring. Down in here. Yeah. Oh, I see them up there.
Yeah. Oh. Speaking of apple trees.
She said there was some kind of good apples.
There's an old apple tree right there.
And yeah, that's it. Right, and it's a good apple, too.
Yeah, that's it.
That's where we saw the deers last night.
Last night or night before?
Well, sometime. Night before night.
Horses, yeah, mule.
Yeah,
mules were better.
Old wagon.
Did they make sardine molasses around here?
Not around, right around here. They didn't. I didn't.
Down in the mountains, North Carolina, there. Everybody had sardine molasses.
I love the mountains.
Oh, I love it up here, too. One time. I walked up here a lot of many days to Granny's house. We used to come up here to my house to get milk. Now, when my brother got killed, Mama was coming right along, it's a little further down here, with 4 half a gallon cans of milk from up to Granny's house.
Look at the ferns, huh?
And what happened to him?
My brother, he got shot.
Oh, how did he get shot?
They were playing with the gun.
Oh, my
God. And she was sitting in his lap.
I was sitting in his lap.
No, Kathleen. No, it was Kathleen, yeah.
And I took out running and ran away and met Mom.
Yeah. Oh.
So all your kids were playing.
Oh, yeah.
And how old was he?
Bubba, how old was Bubba?
He was about, I guess he was about 10, 11, like that.
Because she was a baby and she's 40.
Yeah. 48.
48 now, so she wasn't a year old. And she carried milk from up here down to where she lived then, at the old sawmill.
Mm-hmm. So she lived near that old sawmill.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's where our home was, up there near that old sawmill.
Well,
that's where we lived.
It's wonderful to ride through here. I think this is a wonderful privilege.
This costs extra, Amy.
when Bubba died, did he die right away?
He died right off.
Instantly, well, that was better.
They were playing with the guns. I can still remember the words that they said. Bubba was sitting in the rocking chair, rocking her, and Herman got the gun, and he put a stick at the end of it. He didn't know it was loaded. And he said, and Bubba would say, said to him, says, shoot me right here and see if it'll hurt.
Oh, my goodness.
And he pulled the trigger, and the gun went off and killed him.
No, he didn't know it was loaded.
Of course he did.
And he wasn't very old either.
Did they have a regular funeral?
He was buried over farther on the mountain near the near that lower mission over there.
Is it on the same road?
Yeah. Well, you go on past this place that you're going to go all the way down to the foot of the mountain. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been through that way down?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's he was buried over at Aunt Bug's place.
Yes.
It was Granny's sister. Had a place over there closer to the lower mission.
Did they like have a wake beforehand?
No. Well, everybody set up all night.
Yeah,
you know, when anybody died or anything like that, everybody would set up all night,
Well, everybody brought in food.
Yeah, I guess so. I can't remember that.
Yeah, some people brought some things.
Did they, I was just wondering how they did the funeral services back then. Did they have a preaching in the
Well, they had
the
a preacher, I don't think, did they have his funeral
trailer? They hauled him in a
wagon. Over to the graveyard, and they just had a graveside service, I think.
And he was, they built the coffin, and they covered it in black. I can remember this is good.
And you say, I understand your mama worked over there in the sawmill.
She worked in the sawmill with Luke Tate?
She did.
Well, what did she do?
They call off bar. She used to,
when they
sawed the lumber, it would fall off, and she'd pick it up and carry it and lay it in the pipe.
Mm-hmm. I think
she
lumber,
used to work
boards,
off
bar. You know, what do you call, boards like you build houses.
She used to work in the woods, too.
Well, yes,
all
she's
along.
Sawing logs.
Yes, indeed.
Which was that?
My mother.
Your mother.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
my mother did. And my daddy would fire the boiler.
Same sawmill, uh-huh. Steam type, yeah. He had to thaw the wood. He cut the wood and put it in the kitchen. Steam up, uh-huh.
That's downright liberated woman.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Yeah, she's done saws, I mean,
and then when we moved from up here, while she went on down mine run, she worked in the field with my daddy and that shuck corn and did everything, anything that a man done.
Well, when they were working in the woods on the timber, did they use horses to snake them out?
Mules.
Mules?
Horses and mules.
Well, now, is this virgin timber on here, or is it some of it was
Was this all fields when y'all
No, this is just like it is now. Just up there where the cabin was at, it was kind of cleared off down below the road. And up around the house and around above the house
woods.
A little bit.
It was all woods.
Who built this road through here?
I guess just the people that lived up here.
The people that lived up here built it, I guess.
Quite a feat for
Well, it's not as good now, though, as it was
during the road like this.
Did you get the tumble? You took care of it.
Well, it just take care of itself mostly. Well, because people traveled in the whole logs and everything over it. You see, it kept it going.
This mission down here, they had a regular preacher there that stayed all the time?
He preached there every Sunday, Mr. Riley. I remember him.
Mr. Ribble.
Ribble.
He's the one that married me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a Episcopal
preacher.
And Miss
Gardner was a mission lady.
And she lived there all the time now, but the preacher didn't stay there all the time. He just come on Sundays. He preached other churches, too.
And then they left, and they moved my grandmother down here when the park came. They moved her down here out of that cabin.
And I didn't know there was anything left down here. One time Charlie come up here and walked down here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he said it was part of the thing was still setting up down here.
Yep.
Did you all right?
She was sitting on the front porch
She was sitting on the front porch when she died?
Mm-hmm.
No, not when she died. Uh-uh. No, she was sitting on the porch when they had taken her picture.
Oh.
Was she sick before she died? Or?
Yeah, she was in the hospital, out of the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Long time.
She had something off her leg and feet. Was sore, another one get well. Yeah.
Ear syphilis, I'll bet. You call something like that ear syphilis.
Turned out to be a cancer on the leg.
Oh, is that right?
Would they know anything about cancer back then?
Oh, yeah. Really? They wanted to take her leg off, but she wouldn't.
She had to wear these old boots.
How old was she when she died?
84 years old, I think.
Is that right? Well, now, this is where she lived then.
Yeah.
Now, come up here and work before the park was here? Did I hear you say that in that last interview? That this, you worked up here?
Yeah, she worked for the mission lady when she was here, Miss Gardner.
I did, too.
Oh, you did, too?
Yes, I did. I done house cleaning for her.
We're here. Part of old stove.
Yes.
Right?
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Can I have any pictures of this when it was...
You reckon Granny slept in that bed, Mama?
You better put it back where you got it.
Remember her sleeping in that bed like that. She had a wooden bed.
She had a wooden bed.
I can't remember her sleeping in the bed like that.
Huh?
Yeah, she slept in a trundle bed. It was pushed up on the granny's bed, but it was a wooden bed.
But granny's bed wouldn't have a wooden bed.
Because I slept with my grandmother in that bed.
There must have been one largest up here.
Well, I guess that's a piece of their old stove they had. Right
there.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, here's stove here, too, see?
Mm-hmm. It looks like old stove pipes over there.
This is the schoolhouse right over here.
I was trying to find it.
This is the left of the house.
It was
back there.
Yeah.
How big was it?
It was just a one room. One great big room.
One room.
Maybe 25 or 30 foot long.
Did the mission lady teach it?
They had a teacher.
They had a teacher.
A mission teacher.
Okay.
I'm going to crawl up in that. Crawl up in that one. Right up here on the log.
What did that say?
It's his.
across from the hill. Yeah, here, yeah.
Down the corner. Well, what name? Where did that name?
Indian name.
People just give it to it. I don't know where it comes from.
I just wondered, yes, but it was an Indian name.
That's what they call it.
Yeah. I love that church. That much.
Oh, that was a nice church.
Yeah, the church came in and was
yes, you can see
that was about was the main place where everybody sat was right out there in that long section.
Yeah.
Well, what was the side section used for?
It was fun to go in and
the vestry.
Yeah.
Where the preacher goes.
See, there's the steps that come down.
Got asphalt shingles on the roof.
Well, after all, I love those stones, aren't they? And they came, get the stone, they're so worried in so many
people's
stones.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Oh. Now, did the people that lived here help build this church? I mean, actually built it too, and then of course paid for it too, but that is.
Who paid the minister? Did y'all take up an offering, or did the Episcopals help finance it?
Yeah, they taken up offerings for them, and the mission sold clothes too. She had a saleroom.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a mission.
Did the people ever bring in like corn or milk or anything like that to help with the minister, or did they just give money?
No, just give them the money.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything else here besides the house and the church? Did they have anything else here?
Not here. It was a neighbor lived right out there somewhere. I can't show you exactly, but it wasn't very far from the church.
Mm-hmm. And you remember their name?
Samuel.
Mm-hmm. Was there any cemetery right around here?
No.
Where was your son buried that was killed? Shot.
He was buried up further up on the mountain.
Was he?
Yeah.
One of the daughters lived back there, about a couple of miles, she said, past the Samuels. One of your daughters.
One of my daughters?
Uh-huh. This one.
Helen.
Helen, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was. These was a good mountains when they all lived up here.
Did you all come to church here?
Oh, yeah.
They had service here?
They had a church of long people.
Hey, how many members did you have in your congregation during the fall?
Oh, I don't know. Everybody in the mountains come here.
Is that right?
Mom,
every week?
Well, not
every
confirmed here.
No.
Off the mountain.
Over
one.
There on the other.
The lower mission.
That make it like 30, 40 people come here? Or?
Oh, yeah. More than that.
Because it was right. Chris is calling Auntie.
Oh, he wants a picture.
Yeah, because he's posing.
he's a camera hand.
Yeah,
and they were.
See, everybody that lived in the mountains came to this church.
Used to be a great big house right down.
Where did the minister live?
Well, he came every Sunday. You know, he didn't stay here. I guess so. Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
And the mission lady stayed in there.
How far away did people come from?
She had a great big dome.
To here.
Well, some of them would come off from the mountain up here.
From down the lower mountain.
You know, over on the other
side. I was born in the mountain.
Like the lower mission.
Uh-huh.
They used to come up here. Some of them would come up here.
No.
Well, that was before the lower mission was built.
Yeah, well, they had one down there, but it was it wasn't
in use.
In use. Uh-huh.
Destroyed this.
It just fell down.
Oh, did it?
It just fell down.
You going down and look at the fence posts where Sewell's house is?
Yeah, come on.
Well, maybe that was the boundary line. Well, it brings back
memories.
Well,
now, who was Sewell? Hmm? Was he a Samuel?
Mm-hmm.
Sewell Samuel. How about that? That's the name for you.
Sewell Samuel. Are you going to go, Amy, or are you going to
stay here? It brings back a lot of memories when you come to
the church. Yeah, it certainly does.
People you were with and all.
I'm going to go down with them and see where that house was. And then I'll be right back.
Is that the big house? They said there were, your son said there was a big house. Mm-hmm.
So you got old truck seat laying in there?
No, wait a minute. He had the sawmill. It was a barn, too.
He had the sawmill right down that road. Remember, that's where it was.
I was talking about down the hall.
Oh, you went that way?
Down that driveway.
This way we live, way back in young.
Way down in there. Mm-hmm. I was off.
Yeah, you was going the wrong way. You was going like you was going to North Coast Mission.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I thought it was. It was way down in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This way. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a real little one, Charlie.
You can't have them, Sandy, Kathleen.
I don't know how you spell it.
Was it maybe short for Saul? You know?
Sewell. It was the only thing I've ever heard anybody call.
And his last name was
Samuel.
Samuel.
Sewell
Samuel.
He fell out. He was swinging on one of these things. We was all out in the woods playing. He was swinging on one of them. He fell and he hit his chest right here on the stub.
Right here.
Was it there?
I was waiting there swinging.
And we was all scared to go home. Afraid Mom was going to beat us.
And she didn't?
No, she didn't beat us.
He must have broke some ribs because I couldn't get my breath.
He had to hit.
Did you suffer afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't let Mama know much about it.
You go to the doctor, didn't you? Mm-hmm. What did Mr. Samuels do for a living?
They farmed.
They farmed.
Raised corn mostly.
Well, they had a field down in there?
Yeah, well, the house was down there, and they had fields out here, and then there was one.
Now, the house would be right down there where that flat area
down
is?
Down in there some minute. Uh-huh. It might be some pieces of it then. It's hard to tell.
How big a house was it?
Oh, it was a big, huge two-story house.
Two-story house? What, with the frame-type house?
Yeah, uh-huh.
With a big porch on it?
Yeah, a big porch on it, and then it was a little log-type house-like back in the back of it that they kept canned fruit and stuff like that. But then they had a big cornfield on this side of the road, too.
On the left side of this. Uh-huh. This was a good road through here.
Oh, our house caught on fire back here one time, and I run from way back in there where we lived at, out to the school to tell them about it. And when I got out there, I couldn't even talk. Mom would be working down off in the river at school down there, and she'd come back over that old hill. Look down there and all the top be burned off the house.
You know, the houses up here had shingles. And
the
they'd
wood
get
shingles?
Dry. Wood shingles. And they'd get dry in the summertime. Then in the wintertime, when you build a fire, the spark would go to your stovepipe and it'd light on the house and set it on fire. And we never went and went by. We didn't have a farm top house.
Did the house burn down? Or did you get
no.
It
they usually put it out and then they'd put more shingles back on.
Everybody
all the neighbors would get together and put the shingles.
Put a new roof on the house.
Did you make your own shingles, or did like one man make them and everybody buy them from
them? They made them.
Everybody made their own.
Cut them in the woods, you know, and they split them and fix them themselves.
But chestnut or something else?
I don't know what it was. I guess it was.
I know it must have got awful dry because it sure burned off enough.
Did you have like any kind of emergency fire squad or everybody just come running?
Everybody just come running.
The snow, they'd use the snow to put it out.
I was sitting on the steps one morning real early. My daddy was up ready to go to work. And I looked up the steps and that was the top of the house burning. And Mama, she's always been scared of death of fire.
Your mama's still up there. We don't want to leave her too long.
No,
Yeah.
Helen's up there, brother.
Yeah,
we can't go too far because we can't walk.
Swing a little while,
Yeah. Why don't you?
Just don't fall on the stump again.
Oh, good what?
I ain't worried, man. Mama's too old and quick.
I wouldn't count on that.
All I can do is run. You can't catch me there.
Now, y'all's house was framed.
Mm-hmm.
And it still had the wood shingles.
Yeah.
Wood shingles.
Shingles.
Yeah, wood shingles, you know, they catch on fire every year.
Boards.
Go across the house.
No, it had tar paper.
I know, but before we left my fast, we put tar paper on, but they had shingles on most time we living up there.
That's
what it catch on fire and burn on. Every one of them. And then it wasn't too long before we moved my family.
You think I can find my wheel over there?
Daddy, you want to go down to that waterfall?
No. You want to go to the waterfall?
No. You like killed me last time.
Is that part of the...
Lord, I don't know.
That part of the fence,
man? There's a fence right there.
There's a fence.
Yeah. One of them posts had notches in it.
Now, that seems like sort of a small little enclosure. Was that for like a...
It was around the home place.
Oh.
This ain't the one that's on the airport.
How much
thought
of it going to go? Yeah, there's a gate.
Oh, yeah, I can see the gate.
See, they used to have things across that corner.
Now, did they have just rails across to take one rail off at a time? Right. So it wasn't a swing gate.
No, it was a
railing.
Called a drawbar or something that was here. Huh? Drawbar, yeah.
I thought it was right there.
Hmm?
I thought it was right there. Yeah,
that's it.
Nothing. I was going to put all these stones on.
So how far up there was the house? Just a little ways?
Up there.
It was up
there
a little
way. Well, it flattens off up there.
It's like it's
flattened.
Oh, yeah, I
see.
Probably right there where that
thing is. The funny thing, it ain't nothing left of it.
I guess if we walked back there, we could find some foundation stone, couldn't we? I don't know. You know, the houses was just set up on big rock.
Yeah, well, that's did they cement the rocks in or just loose rock?
No, cement the rock. Just lay one on top of the other and put them...
Oh, we got the people there down the foot of the mountain still living in the old house.
Mm-hmm. Sitting on rocks.
Right? Yeah. Reuben Snow.
Did you play underneath there?
Yeah.
Bet it was cool in summertime.
Go up in the mountains and crawl in the holes.
Oh, there's a...
Yeah, that's one.
This
one
right here, this is good. That's my father. This one right here, good. All you gotta do is just get a round piece of wood, cut off a tree, and then go in and out.
The school was up there the other side of where the mission house is.
They used to make all the fence rails.
Well, Lucille, you still have to go farther than that, too.
They didn't just use saplings. They actually split the wood.
It's about what? About 5 or 10 miles over there, isn't it?
Chestnut logs.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought my farm that had chestnut logs.
When we used to go stay with Burgess?
That's in Maryland.
Yeah, that's
in
Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I went to winter school.
Hey, look at here, little
man.
What? 3 miles. 3 miles. No, I ain't.
So you say it's about a mile.
How much more down is this rocky?
Grass?
Yeah.
Not very far.
Well, really? Halladim live right across there. And then we meet.
On the other end.
I know it, but I thought it was farther down.
No. Uh-uh.
You know where the sawmill you sit with?
Yeah.
All right, let's go down there.
We used to rest on that log.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right there.
That's another road up there.
You were going down towards Aunt Bug's place, right? You were going.
Yeah, over that way where our brother was buried.
That's
you were going like going to the Lower Mission.
Yeah, one little brother, my brother, shot the shotgun.
Yeah, they were telling me about that.
He sat on his lap when he shot him. Shot him and killed him, yeah. Accidentally, you know. Yeah. He didn't know it was loaded. He dropped the stick in the barrel of it and snapped it. It was loaded. Of course, they kept loaded all the time up in there.
But he went for a school bag gun. It was hanging up on the wall, and he got up and got it in the rocking chair.
Hanging over the top of the front door.
Oh, did it happen at home?
Hmm?
It happened at home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They said I had powder burns all in my eyes.
Oh, gee.
They thought I was dead, too, because I was so bloody.
I don't remember that.
Is that the old road above us?
That's another road up there.
Or were there two roads going in here?
And can you believe my mother used to walk from back here all the way down, all the way to Middle River, post office, Cock Collier's post office.
Well, she used to work down at school too.
Yeah, and then she walked all the way up here to, what is it, Field, what's the name of it?
Ridgefield.
Ridgefield too.
Well, we used to go up there and get the cows.
That's right.
And we used to stand in the places where the cows was laying and warm our feet. We was barefooted.
Uh-huh.
What time of year was this?
Who was with us? We were going down the mountain to the church one morning down the other way, and that bear was running along behind us.
I don't know all of them.
Hey, a bear?
Yeah, a bear.
I heard there weren't any bear here then.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Well, there were bear here then?
Oh, my God. It was full of them.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. Rattlesnakes.
Well, did they hunt the bear?
Yeah.
What, using dogs?
We used dogs and everything, just wait for them.
Did you, you were hunting it for food or just for fun, would you say?
Well, I'm out here hunting for fun. No, there's bears in here, man. There's bears.
What did you do with that bear? That
Ross Lamb, it lives right down that way. You know the first house you get to when you go all the way through here, down?
I haven't been down
White
that
house.
Way, but I, yeah.
Well, he's dead now. He died, what, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Well, it just 3 years ago, he killed one down on his place.
Yeah, I know now, but I was wondering. I heard that before the park was here, that the bear had been pretty well cleared out, and they just came back now. So when you were a kid, one was following you?
We were all going down the mountain, and the bear was following along behind us up the mountain. But we followed me up there.
To where the log is that they said they sat on back there through the dark...
Yeah, look at all up top that hill there.
She's not exactly got hiking shoes on, does she?
Uh-uh.
What did were the bear mean then, or just curious?
No, they would just wander around, just like, you know, they come out in the apple orchard, things like that.
Yeah.
See them anytime.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was wondering if they ever bothered anybody.
No, I don't know if they bothered anybody. Bears, most of the time they bother anyway, unless you bother
them. Yeah.
Charlie,
there's another restaurant.
Yeah. I used it when I come down here last time. I used to sit on the bank right there and watch my mother work on sawmill, and my father too.
Mm-hmm. They were saying that she'd pick up the boards after they'd been sawed off and move them.
Yeah. The belt used to fly off and knock my daddy down, tie the whole side of his head up. She used to take the curtain time, throw on it, and that'd be going in. They had a mule that would bring the logs off the mountain, pull him behind, and when he'd get down to the bottom of the mountain, you'd unhook him and turn him around and hit him across the hind part, and he'd go on by himself all the way to the top of the mountain.
Well, did they have him trained for it to, you know, some places the mules and horses are trained, when they get to the bottom of the hill, they jump out of the way. Did they do that, or did he just swing it around?
I don't know. I think, much as I can remember, he just walked right down and right on out through there.
But
you know, he'd walk a little fast so the log couldn't get on his head.
They had these lines on them, and they would pull them the way they wanted them to go, say.
No, I'm talking about the mule they had here that didn't have nobody pulling them. You know, they go by itself.
Then did they use chains or ropes on those things?
Chains. Yeah.
Ropes don't last too long when you're dragging across them.
No.
So it was mainly, did they move? They moved the sawmill, or did they bring the timber into
it? Bring the timber to it. I don't know how many times they moved that mill. They didn't move it many times.
I don't remember it ever being moved.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, several of them mixed up one time, but it was all the way down, like what they call public room one time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I know it was sitting right here when Daddy got knocked down with that belt.
Down here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a belt.
Yeah, big belt that runs the sawmill.
How many men did it take to run a sawmill?
Well, right there at the mill, it was about three or four, wasn't it?
And then
one
the men out bring...
One to saw.
Yeah, Jackie used to do the sawing.
Yeah. One to off farm. That's what Mama used to do, too.
So it just took one person to actually saw it?
Yeah, my cousin.
Now this is what I was talking about, the rocky grass.
No,
I think.
No rocky grass on there now.
How many
rocky
grass
did
you have?
This one.
That's rocky grass.
Look
like you're
a mile long. I know.
Was there much snow there when you were a kid?
Well, most of it was underneath of the rocks.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did they use to power the mill? Just
steam. Fire the ball. That's part of Luke Case truck there.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where the sawmill used to sit right here.
Could that fly the truck? Luke Case truck. Yes, ma'am. I went the wrong way before.
Lucille, you remember the
it's part of his truck here.
You remember the toolbox you got scared
the
running through that town?
Truck.
You know why I went in?
Yeah. You remember?
It's the door of his truck,
yeah.
It's part of the sawmill right there.
Yeah. That's
which? Where?
Right, a little there, piece.
A piece of metal.
Oh, a piece of metal.
Yeah, it went over top of a wheel with a shaft through it.
I don't see it.
Look right there against that little tree.
Oh, close up. Close up.
And that was a 32 Ford, I think it was.
Oh, that's a door of a truck.
Yeah. 32 Ford, I think it was. You heard it? He had two trucks.
Your sister's house is right here above the sawmill.
Right, yeah.
On the right. Mm-hmm. Is that tall one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you keep up?
It's hard to hike in here if you got city shoes on.
Yep, me to be. I can't walk this off because I've been operated on so many times.
Oh, me too.
Y'all barefoot through here?
Oh, yeah, we never had no shoes.
That's why I said when we went up in that ridge.
They used to wrap, Mama used to wrap my feet in gunny sacks, time up real tight, going to snow.
Gunny sacks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wrapped them up in those and then tied strings around.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to go get the cow and we'd stand where the cows was laying in order to warm our feet.
Now, what was the, was there anything down in there?
No,
hey, wait a second.
Oh, it did?
Oh, yeah.
Was it pretty good?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how many people, like, did one person make it for the whole community, or?
No, they had different ones all through the night. Oh, I come up here for years. Got it after you left my fish.
Well, I heard someone's coming. They were still recognized. You know, nobody said anything about it.
No, Just like my granddaddy. I never knew him. I mean, I never knew he was my granddaddy, but everybody says he's Charlie Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And Aunt Nettie and Luther Kate, the one that owns all, that used to own this whole mountain here, this whole place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he ever did see them sleep together, but they lived in the same house with her son. And then Aunt Clara, you know, and a lot of others would go down and spend the night, you know, two nights a week, stuff like that.
Did they have any children?
Yeah, she had one. He's up in Maryland.
Did he take Mr. Knight's name or his mother's last name?
He took his mother's name. All of them did.
Oh.
Just like my mother. She took my grandmother's name.
Well, this was a common thing to take the mother's family name rather than the father's?
Well, the,
or was it just in these?
You stayed with your mother.
Yeah.
Your father may not have stayed around at all. He may have been living somewhere else in the mountains.
Hmm.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
They just go together, and some of them would live together, and some of them wouldn't.
Was there anyone in the community that was real good in herbs? Like, did they have, you know, someone who was acted as a midwife or anything
that? Yes, indeed. That's well, I'm the only one who was ever born in the hospital in my whole family.
Hmm.
Because I was youngest. The rest of them was born at home with a midwife.
Where was the hospital she went to?
Charlottesville for me.
That's pretty far.
Yeah, well, see, everybody used to walk from home back here out to the mission house. And they get on Luther Kate's old big truck, you see. Mm-hmm. They have boards across the back of it. And all the people on the mountain, you know, everybody get on it. They'd ride to Elkin to do the groceries, you know, get things. And not many groceries because they used to grow most of the stuff.
So everybody get together on one day and everybody go to town all at once.
That's right.
Did they
run behind the trucks and cry to go and another could go.
Well, did everybody pitch in to pay for the gas, or did
I don't know how he worked. I think he took it on himself to take care of that.
That was real nice of him.
Yeah, well, he was pretty well off.
Oh, he was wealthy.
Back in them days.
Yeah.
Well, he owned all this land.
Well, did he graze any cattle on it, or
cattle?
Anything like that?
Oh, they had cows for their own use. I don't remember whether they raised any to sell or not.
Well, did he just use the land for the wood, or did he use it for anything else?
Wood and farming.
So did he plant corn too, like the?
I don't think he ever planted the corn in his life. So he wants to type.
Mm-hmm.
He was more or less a businessman, you know. He liked Hitler. He was a German, and he always talked about Hitler was going to take over the world. And I don't think people like that too well, but he was, they never bothered him about it.
Hmm.
He was a German. He come over here from Germany.
So his family had not been here for very long. Did he just come in and buy the land from?
Well, I don't know where he come, when he come or nothing, but no family was with him, as far as I know. The only family he had that I know of was my aunt and her son. We got a bunch of pictures of where they used to live up here,
huh.
The big house. We got my brother and her son and my cousin standing around old well with a pump, you know?
Yeah.
And got my aunt standing on the front porch, two of them. Got a picture of Luther Kate too. He's a big, big man.
Yeah. Sometime I would like to get, to copy those pictures
got. My cousins are coming down from Alexandria again probably next week or week after.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to get a bunch of them together.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll come back up here and bring them and you can copy them.
Great.
I want to copy them too.
So,
I told you, buddy.
If you let me know. Well, that's the problem, I've been real interested in it and worked a lot.
It's a shame to lose all this history, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, there ain't it ain't many people around that was here, then. And they ain't nowhere knowing how people lived in here. Mm-hmm. You had gravy and bread one time, and you had a pot of beans another time, and things like that.
That pretty much what you ate?
Yeah.
Did you eat much beef?
No.
Mainly, what, hogs or sheep?
Well, you'd eat all the hog except the hams and things you could trade and sell, you see.
Uh-huh.
Like eggs. You'd walk all the way down to the foot of the mountain and trade them for something.
Did you make butter?
Yeah, oh yeah. Churn butter till I used to be so mad.
Did you have a wooden churn or one of those crock ones?
Wooden one. Where you dash up and down.
Up and down? Mm-hmm, yeah. I've worked in things. I know what you felt like, too.
Yeah. In the wintertime, the snow would blow right through the house on his bed. My daddy, he used to lay in the bed and make mama get up and make the fire every morning.
We had a woman made the fire for us this morning.
Yeah. And I had a typhoid fever. They carried me all the way past where we went, all the way up to the mission house on his back. My cousin there.
Well, you didn't have any horses down there?
Yeah, I had horses.
Did you not use them for riding or just hauling?
Mostly for, my daddy had a sled, an old great big sled he pulled all up down these mountains to haul stuff on.
And did it have two runners or was it just flat all the way across the bottom?
Two runners. Hickory. Mm-hmm. It was bent up in front with a flat bed on it. But I used to run behind it and ride it and all that stuff all through the mountains.
So he used that to haul stuff to trade, or?
Well, anything, wood and stuff like that.
Did he plow any?
Oh yeah, they grew all the stuff to eat.
How much farm machinery type stuff did he have? Did he have a plow and?
The plow and a horse.
And that was about it.
Yeah.
Did he grow anything besides corn? Did he grow any wheat or?
Oh yeah, he grew tobacco.
That's a lot of work.
Well, my mother smoked a pipe now. Still smokes a pipe. She said a while ago she wished she'd have bought it.
Hmm.
And twist the own tobacco.
How did they cure it? They smoked it?
Hang it up in a shed.
Just let it air dry?
Yeah.
They didn't use any kind of warm air or anything to?
No, it didn't have none like that. It just cure itself out of somewhere.
Yeah.
Then they'd twist it, They twist out of it and smoke it.
Did they ever chew it or just smoke it?
Chewed it too, yeah.
What was this place here?
That was just old shed for tools and equipment and stuff. That's the old seat coming in one of the old trucks right there. Looked like. up in here, no.
No cultivators.
Well, it was too rocky up in here.
Yeah, that's right.
See, everybody in these mountains, even down and below where some other people live, have to carry all the rocks off the land, you see.
Yeah.
And stack them up in piles. You know, they got thousands of piles of rocks down there. Even made fences out of them.
My husband, see, I was married when I was 14 years old. And we went to church here, and he was going with me just before we got married. And we all got ready to come to church. Mama, I'm telling the story about Bill with the snake.
Oh.
And we all come to Sunday school. We dressed him and come on up to the Sunday school. Well, my husband, they made moonshine, and he was drinking a whole lot. Not the husband I got now, because he's deceased. And it was a little old green garter snake, but what kind of green laying out?
6-7 inches long?
Yes. He picked it up and put it in his pocket. And we got in the church. There was an old man called John Snow. And he was scared of that snake.
Was he in any relation?
Yes. Uh-huh. He was related. And he took that snake, took it out and put it over on Uncle John. And he turned all the benches over in the church. And don't you know, he had to pay a fine for it. They got a warrant for him.
They had to pay a fine for it?
Yeah, they got a warrant for him because he didn't.
You have to go hunt for them gals.
He shouldn't have done it.
I ain't walking no more.
You mean if
the guy
in
Holler Farm.
Hey!
The preacher was in there saying something.
Come on, Martell!
So if someone did something like that in church, they'd fine him?
Yes. He had to go to trial.
Good, not in here.
They'd be here, Mom.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, see, pay the fine for putting that snake on Uncle John right in that church right there. And they took him to trial. Got a warrant for him. The preacher did.
I'm ready to go to the mother and get some hot sauce.
Disturbing the peace or what?
Yes.
Disturbing Miss John. And woman preacher.
Woman preacher.
Oh, Miss Carmen, she wasn't a preacher.
Well, she preached.
She was
a Sunday school teacher, yeah. But always the preacher comes from Stanisville.
From Ribble.
But,
Miss Gardner used to always be about college.
Well, did you have Sunday school before church?
Yeah.
What, about an hour or so?
Yeah, about an hour.
And, did you hold it right here in the middle of the church, or did you have it someplace else?
No, right along here.
Place.
Was everybody in the same class, or did they separate them by age?
No, they were all in the same class. Just had Sunday school, and then after that, preacher come in. Had the communion and everything, wine.
What kind of stuff did they teach in Sunday school? Was that, Bible stories?
Yes, it was all about the Lord, Bible stories.
Didn't take up too much money, though.
No, there wasn't much money. I don't know how they ever got this church.
People built it.
It come from other places, though, the money that they put in here.
Well, people get together and build things and then on the mountain.
Look at all of these beautiful rocks on the mountain.
They used to have a mutton eating once, maybe so often.
Now, I heard you talking about that in that last interview. Now, did they do it pretty regular, or was it just like once a summer, or...?
Once a year, most times.
And did one person furnish the sheep? How many sheep did they?
How many sheep did they cook, Mama?
Oh, I know, giving Taylor and them. My husband, first husband, stepfather, Lord, I know they cooked three one time. Great big sheep. Didn't have
big
it.
Sheep.
Oh, it would just be pots and pots of it.
And that was boiling it up?
Yes.
Well, a big pot. Great big huge
wash
pot.
Kettle.
Mm-hmm. What'd they eat with it?
They would eat cornbread and onions.
And drink some moonshine, too.
Yeah.
And get fighting sometimes.
And sometimes, in summer, they would make a big pot. Mom, don't fall.
How about
big,
the apple bowl?
Yeah, a big pot of string beans, and they'd have some of them sometimes. Yeah. But hardly ever, just had the mutton, and they'd cut it off, Take a knife, and they'd sit down, and they'd cut it off with the bone, and sit down and put a piece of onion in the mouth,
remember
and cornbread.
Remember the time all of them got fighting?
Oh, yeah.
And Laura stuck a knife in her wrist?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
On your mother's ribs?
Wrist.
Wrist.
Stuck it right through the wrist, all the way through. And my brother.
Oh, they would
tow him up, boy. He socked it and knocked the heck out of it.
Why did he knock her? I mean,
oh, they
he just was
they
drunk.
Just get drinking that
they get to drinking. Oh, they just get drunk.
And she'd try to stop it or something, you know.
Yeah. And you should see me taking my little kids under my arm and running hard as I could run. One buddy here and the other up the lawn.
Then we got in the attic, up in the top of the house.
Yeah.
When they were eating the mutton, you know, where I'm from, a lot of times people cut it off with a knife and just eat it like that, you know, cut it and then just hold it on the knife and eat it. Is that how they
that's
do
the
it
way
here?
They did, uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the way to eat, see? These yeah. city folks don't know how to eat.
I know.
And once a year, everybody around would get together and make apple butter,
that's
a big copper kettle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my boy and the girl would stir. Yeah. And he'd bump a bale, he'd have to kiss her.
He'd bump a what?
The bale, you know, the
oh,
side.
Oh, the handle or
side.
The edge?
The edge, uh-huh. But they call it the bale. And then you'd have to kiss the girl, or the girl kiss the boy. I never
just
seen someone swapping around in my life.
Throw pennies in it.
Throw pennies in the apple butter?
Yeah, that keep sticking.
Sticking.
Oh, it just sort of scrapes it around mm-hmm. the bottom.
And they'd sit up all night long and peel apples, barrels and barrels of apples. Have mm-hmm. Say, well, we're going to have a apple peeling tonight. Y'all come on over. The men would come along, they'd drink whiskey, and the women would peel the apples. And then we'd have quilting. Quiltings, you know, make quilts. That's why I'm so interested in sewing mm-hmm. all the time. Yeah. Jack said, never seen a woman that wants to sew all the time. I told him I was used to that from my grandmother, mother on down.
And most of the people slept on straw ticks.
Or feather ticks.
Well, most times feather ticks come in when you was really, in other words, it's hard to get. Feather yeah. tick was hard to get.
Yeah. Now, on the straw ticks, did they stuff them inside cloth or did they just lay them out on the bed?
Put inside cloth.
Make inside of a?
White.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sew it up, you know, like a mattress.
Did they buy that cloth or did they make it themselves?
They buy the cloth.
Buy the cloth.
Call it cotton cloth, didn't mm-hmm. cotton cloth, yeah. And you know, when
used
they
to make
get
dresses.
Dirty, them women would take them that straw out of there and they'd wash and boil them things that they made to put it in, the ticks. They call it mm-hmm. ticks, straw ticks.
Straw tick?
Yeah.
Straw tick, yeah.
And they'd boil it in line till that thing was snow white. You'd
this
never see a
here.
Dirty, hardly ever. Then
this
land
right down
something.
Here still got some fellow ticks.
They have? Ross Land? Eddie Land?
Yes, uh-huh. sir. I slept on one night.
Well,
five, six,
this seven. Road right here goes on down to the Lower Mission, though. Mm-hmm. I thought it did. I walked way down.
Now, the people used to make their own dresses out of feed sacks. Call mm-hmm. it feed sacks?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you were talking about the bed. Did they have a separate room for the bed, or did they just have one big room and everybody stayed
in some of the houses, they did. Yeah. Now, I remember my husband, after we got married, he built a house out of the boards from that old sawmill that Mama helped. And he built us a house. It was all one room except just one little place, a small place. We had a kitchen,
mm-hmm.
a table, and a safe. They called it safe.
Pie
safe?
Yeah.
Did it have the metal, the pierced
no,
metal on it?
No, he just made it out of the boards.
Just wood.
Mm-hmm. Wood. Mm-hmm. And every one of us slept in that big room.
Well, did everybody have a bed, or did some of them sleep on the floor? I know you talked
floors.
About a trundle bed.
Yeah.
Some of them slept together.
Some of them slept together.
Yeah.
And many times they slept on the floor on the mm-hmm. pallet. Yes, that's the way it was.
Did they have a, what do they call it? I was wondering, I know that they didn't have, too many folks didn't have the regular wardrobes where you hang stuff. The press, is that what they call it? Where they put the clothes just flat inside
yeah,
on
uh-huh.
shelves. Did they have that? Did they hang them on pegs?
They hung them on pegs, most of them.
Well, you didn't
not
have that many clothes. You didn't have that many clothes, really.
No, mm-hmm. that's right.
You didn't have that many clothes. You didn't need much place for clothes.
That's true. What about cooking stuff? Did you have a lot, you know, what kind of pots and pans? I know there's some of those old enamel things around here.
Well, we had a lot of them, and then we had some iron skillets, some old iron pots,
mm-hmm.
cook pots and things.
She used to make a big pot of gravy and set it in the middle of the table, but they'd bring
yeah.
around and have homemade poem bread, and that's what you'd eat.
That's
have some hog meat sometimes.
Would you dip it in the gravy, or did
no,
you pour the gravy
on
top
plate.
Of
you crumble the bread up in your plate and then cover it over with gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
It is good. I make some of the best beef gravy.
And
ever
a
seen.
Lot of times, when we'd get apples, we'd have some fried apples
fried
most
apple.
Of the time. Put the gravy over. It was good.
Fried apples with
if
gravy.
If I fixed anything like that, I talk about fixing anything like that. Jack said, "Well, I don't know that."
Oh, I love it. I love
Helen,
it.
You know of any apple orchard on the way back home?
Well, down Spiridale, all down through there, there's some, but I guess.
We're going
really
back that way.
We're going that way. I guess they got apples yet. I don't know.
It's somewhere up
there. We went up to the mountains and got some peaches, you know.
There's some old apple trees along, you know, if you want to pick some off the trees, you're welcome to.
Yeah,
you know,
I saw some when we was up. They were green when we were up here in the summer, and I saw some apples on that.
When you're making that apple butter, do you pick any special kind of apple? I mean, do you like real tart ones, or just take whatever apples were around?
Just whatever they could get. Different kind of apples, isn't it, Mama?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were so good, though.
Mama, I don't know why I didn't wear them your stocking cap.
Huh?
I don't know why I didn't wear them your stocking cap.
You know, the kind of pots they use, but they bring around copper lining.
Yeah. She got
and
a
right
scarf.
Right now, if you go to
an
antique place and buy it, they want $500-$600 for it. Back in them days, it probably didn't cost us, I'd say, $25-$30.
Yeah, that's a lot more. That seemed like a lot back then, didn't it?
Yeah. But they was good for something back then. Now they ain't no good for nothing. Just look at it.
See, didn't you? I think you said that she got $1 a day for working down there at the sawmill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my husband made, $1 a day, and go to town on Saturday and get 5 pounds of beans, 5 pounds of sugar, and five pounds of rice.
Papa didn't get no $1 a day.
Yes,
Papa didn't get no $1 a day.
Yeah, they got $1 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought one time he was getting $3 a week and plus some meal or
no,
something.
No, he got $1 a day.
Yeah, but one of us got $1 a day.
Really?
And my husband too.
No wonder y'all was so rich.
And he get a little piece of white meat and a bag of cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my husband goes by.
And that's once a week? No, not 5 pounds of sugar.
That
not once a week. How often would he go down there?
Where are the others? All good.
How often would you go down to the stove, Mama?
Every Saturday.
Last about a week.
Really?
Get on that old truck of Luther Kites and go.
Y'all go to Elton on that.
Yeah, we go to Elton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm talking about down the mountain to Scott Kite's store.
Didn't hardly ever go to Scott Kite's store.
Huh?
Never hardly ever.
When I went down there to work for the school, I always stop at the store and get stuff.
You know, he's down there now. He's 93 years old.
He's still living.
Yeah,
I heard that on the tape from the last interview.
The old store just like it was back, you know, 100 years ago.
Yeah.
We were both school teachers.
Yeah.
And
That sounds like a good person to go talk to. He ought to remember quite a bit.
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't remember too much up in the mountain.
Up in here, down off of the mountain.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about they'd get in fights when they had these mutton cooks.
Yeah.
Was there much trouble other than that?
Yes, they fight. Fight was no end to it, hardly, was it?
No.
Was there any reason for it? Was it just them getting drunk?
Just drinking.
Just
arguing over something.
Mostly drinking, but you know, if you offended somebody's wife, a daughter, or a child, or something, they get into it for that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anytime, you know, said something against your name or done something against your name or somebody, they fight. It was just like, you know, people in feud and stuff. Yeah.
Well, did you have much trouble with folks stealing? I mean, did you have to lock your doors or anything like that?
No.
Never a door.
So it was mainly just fighting at the trouble.
Had some people would come steal your chickens, wouldn't they, Mama?
Yeah.
Who was that who stole chickens?
My husband.
Huh?
My husband stole some chickens and brought them to Mama's house one night for the cook, and she'd like to kill him.
She wouldn't cook them for us.
And he was drunk and picking the chickens and the left part of the feathers off. Oh, I'll never forget that, Mom.
You remember you hollered and asked me what I do? What was my with me when I fell at that
really
grave?
Yeah.
She hollered at him out and says, "What is wrong with you?" I said, "Nothing, I'm alright."
I fell at a grapevine.
I couldn't even breathe. Where's the rest
Where'd
of them?
Where'd y'all leave them women at?
They went all the way past the rocket draft, Ma.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, we went farther than where we finally found what they said was the real
home place.
The real rocky draft. They said the one that you went through was a, you know, a stream of bed.
Where the old big rock is.
Yeah.
Rock.
We went past that.
Yeah.
Rocky draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lord, I'd like to see that, but I'm going to be like a wolf.
Not
they
no
didn't find
the
home place. Ain't nothing there. Is it?
No,
cold,
but you can see where it was leveled enough for the house.
Right.
But there's no foundation at all.
How much farther was that?
Where'd you leave them at, Chris?
it was almost another third of the way we walked. And you'll be able to tell if you go keep going until you get to a real rocky draft. I mean, it's really. And then on the left, there's a huge rock, one big slab of rock up tilted up. And then beyond that, on the right-hand side, beyond that, a couple of city blocks. On the right-hand side, you'll see as the road edge is kind of sloped. And then there's a nice level spot, and then some more slope out back.
That's on the right-hand side?
Uh-huh. And that's about where she said.
And that's where y'all's old home place is.
Found a rocky river.
Did you? What a good rocky big old rock river. Here?
Yeah.
Rocky river.
As far as I got.
Did they take your picture up on it?
They called it the Rocky Draft.
Was there ever any place down there to go swimming? Did you go swimming any, or was it just too rocky, too shallow?
They used to have a seasick dump down below us back in there. That's why I caught typhoid fever at one.
Yes, that's exactly.
And my cousin and all of them helped build this Skylands out.
He
wanted to come up with us, but he couldn't get off.
That's too bad.
He could tell you something there. Boy, that's a man who could tell us something.
Who's that, you?
My cousin.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring him up here when I come.
Great. Once we get into the winter, I can take some weekends. But right now, we still got a lot of folks coming up for the leaves, and my weekends are tied up.
But he could tell you anything you want to know about these mountains. He's been over them all.
Well, that would be great.
He's the one who used to catch rattlesnakes and scare people there for taking rattles off of them.
He's here.
Man, he can tell you everything about the
mountain.
And he's the one who's got some more pictures, too.
Great. Okay, so your grandmother who lived up where the Pocosin Cabin Potomac Appalachian Trail Club cabin now is Estelle Breeden. Do you know what her maiden name was?
Breeden.
It was Breeden. Okay.
What's that? Yeah.
Said children.
Back in their generation.
Yeah.
But that was.
Y'all came along, but.
Yeah, well, yeah. I come along, they started married, and I got married at 14. Mom got married, she was 15, I think, 14,
no,
15,
she was 14. 14.
And he, and she said you was born when she's 15.
Yeah.
Well, what did y'all do in the wintertime? Did you pretty
well? We hibernated.
So you stayed pretty much close to home?
Yeah, we stayed in, most time it's wintertime now, because you know, in the wintertime up here.
And you know when they would go out in the mountains to saw wood for the fire, they would wrap their feet in old brass bags and things to keep them warm. I know we've done that a many time. My mother and sawed wood and almost froze to death.
That's why Chris sitting up in the back of that truck.
Well, he wanted to probably.
Oh, he let that old man sit in the trunk.
Well, did you all did you cut the wood as you needed it, or did you have to, or did you stack it up way ahead of time?
Well, we usually got it in the spring, and I mean in the fall before it got too bad, you know, and stacked it up and used it in the winter time. Me and my mother used to cut all the wood and get it in for the winter.
You know that old man looks like a picture, you know?
Yes, I've watched my dad and mama come down from over that house, you know, where they lived in up there, down through them woods, grass bags around their feet and legs.
Froze.
And it almost froze, of carrying big blocks of wood.
You know, the years when we were up here, when fall came, it started snowing, and we didn't see the ground no until April, May.
Really?
It's nothing like it is now.
Was it anything like last winter where we had all that snow?
All that snow, yeah.
The funny part, we'd get up there and we'd start rolling up the top of the mountain. It would roll clear down to the bottom.
Yeah.
And the snow would just start rolling and all them blocks of wood would just roll.
Look, did you ever make anything like snowmen or?
Oh, yeah.
Did you make, you know, any of those igloos? We used to make igloos when I was a kid. Did you make anything like that? Did you have any other kind of game you played in the snow?
Snowball teacher.
made old sleighs.
Yeah, we used to make old sleds out of wood, out of boards.
Nail them together
and
lay down on the stomach.
Sleigh rides.
Right.
Yeah, Lord, one on top of the other, going down the mountain as hard as you go.
Oh, yes.
Now, you can't get that gate open, it's locked.
I didn't leave it locked.
Oh, you didn't? He knows.
I left it unlocked.
off in case he needed to get her out fast.
Oh, uh-huh.
That brother of mine, I'll tell you, if anybody loved it up here in the world.
And he was young, so young.
He was so young, but he knows all about it. And he was up here when he had typhoid fever and almost went away from here. That's our baby brother.
Mm-hmm. He said he was about 9 years old when y'all.
Yeah,
he was eight, and I was nine.
Yeah, he was eight, and she was nine.
Okay, let me get that fence. Did they depend very much on hunting for food? I know you said that they did hunt some, and they farmed some.
Helen's husband, he could take a one-shot 22 rifle and bring back a dozen squirrels. He was just a good shot. Anytime he wanted to.
Mm.
And he only had one eye.
How'd he lose the other one?
Somebody shot him in a marble or something.
My daddy had one eye. He got his in dynamite over there.
How
big is that
for
us?
Mm-hmm. A
baby?
Huh? No, it wasn't a baby.
No, I was married.
I was married.
How did you get it knocked out?
Who?
Bill.
I
think
he's
fighting.
Mama was married, got
a
guy
with
a BB gun.
You're talking about somebody 40 years younger.
Mama Bill, they didn't know what a BB gun was.
No,
well, how did Papa get his tonight?
Dynamite.
But the school lasts like 3 months or?
Oh, huh? Well, 9 months. 12 months. Sometimes go, sometimes in.
I don't know. I know what.
No, you never go this.
What?
No, we go all winter.
What?
Well,
it's like a 9 months, I guess.
You remember what kind of books you used?
We use what they call a primer and verse 1, 2, and 3. And
I was wondering, did you use McGuffey's or did do you remember?
I don't remember the name.
Don't remember.
Give me the bag.
What kind of books you use?
Huh? What kind of book? You remember the name of the book?
Oh,
I don't remember the name. The only thing I know is it's a little primer.
Penny?
No.
Penny and Jack and Jill and all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Did you, did you use slates or did you use
slate board?
Uh-huh. Everybody had their own or did they belong to school?
We had pencil and paper, but the slate board was up on the wall.
Oh.
And one teacher taught seven grades.
Did they have a principal or just the one teacher?
Just
one teacher.
Miss Martin.
How old was she?
She looked like she might have been an old maid.
She was the meanest thing I ever saw.
Meanest thing you ever saw.
She liked me. She always liked me.
How did she punish kids? You know, if they did wrong, did she spank them or how'd they punish a kid?
I don't know. She didn't spank them. She used a stick and she'd make them stand in the corner. She'd whip them with a stick.
Make them stand in the corner.
Did she whip them on their rear end or across the knuckles or what?
The rear end.
Whip them across the rear end and stand in the corner.
Did nobody send them back to you?
Didn't anybody what?
Say anything about it.
Nobody didn't run over school and raise the devil. You know, if you needed it, you got it. And that's, you know, everybody thought the same thing.
So they didn't have any truant officers or anything like that. Was that church, that school was run by the church?
Yeah. Right inside up there waiting.
Uh-huh. Now you mean? But see, now, how do you get there? You go out to the end of some dirt road.
You go up and go right.
Take a right.
And it's what we used to call a rich field. I don't know if you care where it's at right there now.
Rich field is a big open area.
Mm-hmm.
It was real close.
It should be.
And then off which direction?
It
east
was
or west?
It was
west.
Settlement way down in there.
And that was Buford Lamb.
Buford Lamb lived down there. A lot of people lived down there, but that was one person we knew.
Mm-hmm.